Hi there. Welcome to Sound Healing Radio. This is David Gibson. And today our show is starting on dealing with anxiety and panic attacks with sound. I'm just really focusing on this with some people around here. And it's really seems to be very present. So the intention is that we may be able to use sound and vibration to completely overcome all our anxieties. So before we get started, though, let me tell you about what's happening here at the Institute. We've got an open house coming up May 6th, Sunday, May 6th from 1 to 6. And it's a great time, even if you're not interested in classes. We go through all the different ways you can use sound physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. We also put people on the sound tables and sound lounges, and everybody gets to play in the store we have here with a bunch of crystal bowls, Tibetan bowls, all types of sound vibrational units, including the bass pod, which is a little subwoofer that you can put on your body if you got any pain or nerve damage or anything like that. It's really effective. So that's Sunday, May 6th from 1 to 6. It's a long time, but you know, we get in the zone. No one, it's funny, people come, they think, oh my God, I'm going to be there 5 hours. And, but we just get in the zone and nobody wants to leave. It really is fun. We also have another event the following Sunday, and it's May 13th from 6 to 8:30 p.m., and that's a cacao root soul journey. We just did it here last month, but we're doing it again with Dan Hansen, who is a profoundly, amazingly artist, incredible artist that makes flutes out of deer antlers and also other instruments from natural things in nature. And he also is an incredible player of them. He also, so he has loops, that a loop machine and a bunch of Tibetan bowls and all the flutes. And it's really a amazing experience, especially since everybody's taking cacao. The hearts are blown open, right? So that's Sunday, May 13th from 6 to 8:30 p.m. We also have on Sunday, May 20th is a whirling dervish workshop from 2 to 4 p.m. And it's a woman who's a specialist at it. She teaches you how to do it without getting dizzy. And it's really, she's really studied all the ancient traditions around it to use it to get into higher states of consciousness. And it's really effective, really profound. And so that's Sunday, May 20th. From 2 to 4. All of these are on our website. You can check it out at soundhealingcenter.com. We also have our retreat in Mount Shasta coming up, not till July, but if you pay in full right away, you can get a little discount. It's only $188 for 3 days on July 21st, 22nd, 23rd. It's at Stewart Mineral Springs, and it's like our sixth year we've done it. And it's really amazing. We just we're right on a river in the woods. And then we go up on the mountain on the third day, and we're hanging out in the energy. I mean, Mount Shasta has such amazing energy already. So we get in the zone big time, really big time. It's really profound what happens in these workshops. So you can also find that at soundhealingcenter.com. You want to sign up. We also have, we're scheduling our conference. We don't have it on our website yet, but it's actually May 5th to the 8th. I'm sorry, not May, October 5th to the 8th. So you can start putting that on your calendar. And it's our 7th International Sound Healing Conference. We've had a lot of major, we had all the people you could imagine that are well-known in the industry, and I've just invited a whole bunch. So it's also at Sherrith Cathedral, which is, oh my God, one of the most beautiful cathedrals in all of San Francisco. I think it's more beautiful than Grace Cathedral even. and we've got it for 4 days, and it's an amazing fun time. So that's October 5th to the 8th. It should be up on our website in about 2 weeks. We also have our classes coming up. We got our summer intensive certificate program, which is June 4th to the 15th, and June 5th to the 16th, and August 4th to the 14th. 10 days or 11 days in June, 10 days in August. And it's 10 to 9:30 every day, totally immersive. We get in the zone and never come back for 10 days. Right? It's very powerful. And it's a whole certificate program if you come in June and August. But you don't have to do both. A lot of people just come for the first half in June and have the experience. And if you wanted to finish online, you could actually do the rest online if you wanted to get the certificate program and not have to come back in August. It's really, really effective time. We've been doing this about 15 years now, and it's such a powerful transformational experience for everybody. The whole certificate program here is always really powerful, even if you do the 3.5 month version, which is starting September 4th, which it goes September 4th to December 15th, and that's 3 months a week. But yeah, it's like, oh my God, we go through all the different ways that sound works, physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually. We have the toning, chant, and mantra classes. We have the voice classes. We've got the inner awareness and transformation classes. We've got the inner music aspect, where we're really focusing on music as the way the whole world works, including the body. And then we've got sound and consciousness, where we not only teach the relationship of color and light and geometry and sound, but also how it all creates the matrix that we all live in, that has been designed to be all interrelated, and to be, which we've kind of lost contact with that. We also have within that course the sacred geometry course as well, which is really, really amazing. Richard Feather Anderson teaches it as Plato did, as a way of understanding consciousness based on geometry. So that's the certificate program, the summer intensive starting in June, or the 3.5 month version starting in September 4th. And if you pay in full by April 30th, you can get like a big discount still as well. Both of those continue into the associate degree. The first semester is the certificate program. And then there we go into much more depth on anything. We also do research projects. We look at different frameworks for consciousness and how vibration works at all different levels of reality, and do a lot more practice as well. We have, everybody gets to play with all the crystal bowls and instruments we have in the store here as well. And so that's the sound healing program. We also have, completely separate, we have the recording program, which is about how to learn to record, mix, and be a producer. And that is starting July 2nd. It's 4 days a week. It's just in summer intensive also. And then we have the 3.5 months. That's for 1 month. And then we have the 3.5 month version starting September 5th. And that's just afternoons and evenings. And again, it's really how to use recording and keyboards and stuff to really just bliss people out, regardless of the style of music. I've written the number one selling book in the world in audio recording and sound healing, The Complete Guide to Sound Healing. You can get on our website. We've got a digital version or a hardbound as well. So anyway, because of that, in the recording classes, we're able to teach you a whole nother level of audio recording. And so that's what's happening around here. We also have our therapy center, where we do different treatments. And we've got the voice analysis program that we also sell, which is the voice analysis harmony program, or called VA. And it actually analyzes your voice and tells you, does a whole assessment based on the the frequencies in your voice as to what you need and what's going on with your all of your organs and such. It's really effective assessment. And then the remedy is to listen to a CD in that key and tone it, especially to tone it in that key. We do that here and online as well. We also have the root soul assessment where we find your home note, where you're at peace. We can do that online. We have to do it on Skype, or we can do it here, and then we put you on the sound table with a CD in your key, the key of where you're at peace, which is one thing we're talking about today. It's one of the really effective things for getting rid of anxiety is to find that note where you are completely yourself, right? Where you are home, right? We also have the store I mentioned. The therapy center is at soundtherapycenter.com. The store is at soundoflove.com. But you can get to all of it, including all the classes, at soundhealingcenter.com. Actually, you can get to all of it through any of those URLs. Okay. Or you can call me at 415-777-2486 or email me at david@soundhealingcenter.com. Lots going on. Oh, my God. Things are transforming. You know, we just had not a solar flare. Forget what they call it, the black hole thing on the sun, which created a major stream of, they call it a solar wind. And it just hit us night before last and yesterday morning. And I saw a lot of people really freaking out here in the last couple of days, really stressed out, really anxious. And one person I know, even in the class, had a panic attack, right? And there's a lot of people, including Corey Good, that say that this is going to continue. It's going to get worse and worse before we have the big bang where we go into higher consciousness, right? And, I mean, a lot of people say that we're going through this torsion field or through this part of the galaxy that's creating a lot of anxiety. So, but it's also energy that can be used to go to a higher state of consciousness. Right. So, and I find it's true. I find anxiety just pulsing through my veins. Right. And then, but then what's really cool also is I've noticed I'm getting higher and higher, or having higher and higher experiences, or more commonly higher experiences. So there, I am getting a lot of really good, cool energy besides all of the anxious energy as well. But a lot of people aren't able to access the higher energy, and it's in their body. And especially if you're really fragile, you got like chronic fatigue or fibromyalgia. Oh my God, it can be intense. It can be, you know, so intense that you start falling apart physically. And also, you know, it's in the atmosphere. It's in the astral field. It's like especially compacted when you go into the city. You know, I remember when I went to Bali a couple of years ago. No, people in Bali don't get angry, it seems like. You know, it's like they're honking the horns all the time, but they're not angry. It's almost like they're laughing when they're honking the horns. Whereas here, when I came back, when I drove into the city, it's like I could just feel that compacted upset and anger and fear as well that was really just rampant here in the city. So it's in the astral field. So we commonly pick it up just from all the beings on the planet that are resonating that vibration, right? It's almost hard not to pick it up when you're around that energy. So it's quite common that even if we're not got a reason for it, if our mind isn't doing it, that we're just picking it up etherically, right? But commonly our mind is the culprit. You know, we have thoughts that go, what the hell are we going to do? Or there's no hope. I mean, there's so much pain and suffering on the planet. There's so much greed. There's so many people that instead of helping the planet and helping others are helping themselves. And it's easy to go to that place of despair, which can lead to just complete anxiety. You know, not to mention probably the number one, and that is survival. You know, with the whole system set up so that the banks and the corporations and all of the even governments are sucking all of the wealth out of the system and using debt to enslave a lot of people. There's a lot of people that are just not only struggling to make ends meet, there's a lot of other people that are not making ends meet. And this is probably the number one cause of anxiety, is the lack of abundance because people are hoarding it. It's by far the number one. So, you know, a lot of people think, oh God, you know, it's all my fault. I'm just not together enough to not be anxious. I don't know how to focus and meditate, or I don't have good, you know, good enough focus. Well, it's like there's a lot of exterior stuff out there that's really causing a lot of problems on the planet. So I think you can let yourself off the hook and give yourself a little break. Although that's not to say that we don't need to be the master of our own reality. And that's the truth. We need to be the master of our own reality, regardless of how it's stacked against us, right? I mean, that's the deal. You just can't fool around. You really have to be the master of your own reality. And that means the master of your lower self, or the master of anything that makes you not happy. I mean, we're not meant to be bummed out or to be in anxiety, right? So the second you ever feel it, you got to jump into action. You can't just say, oh, at least I'm feeling my feelings. Well, great. I'm feeling your feelings, you're going to be dead. Because, I mean, that's like what these negative emotions and these negative energies and anxiety do. They're not good for you. They are not good for you. So you got to spring into action, right? Now, on the most basic level, you can look at it as just a chaotic frequency anxiety. It's like, it could even be a high frequency, right? It's like a buzz. It's really like a buzz. But if you were to look at the waveform, it's actually a chaotic waveform, which is quite different than the S-curve waveform that is like the vowels. Or a crystal bowl. It's a very called coherent waveform, where the up and down of the wave is a very smooth curve, as opposed to jagged with the stress and anxiety. Our body does not like chaotic waveforms. They are not good unless you're using it to break up stuck energy. You can use chaos to break up chaos, so that could be one use of it. But for the most part, it's not good for us to have this around you. It is really not good for it. All of the other organs go, I need harmony for energy to flow. I need harmony in each cell of the body if we're going to have the energy flowing. And the energy flowing is the health, right? You really got to have that. So that's the most basic way to look at it, is it means how can we create a consistent, coherent waveform in our system? Most basic is any vowel. Everybody tone along with me. Any vowel. Or an ohm. It's amazing how just 15 seconds of a consistent vowel can completely change your energy. 10 minutes of it, oh my God, drastically changed. I completely forgot what was going on before because all of it's now turned into a nice coherent vibration that feels really good in the body. You can also, of course, do any instrument that does consistent tone, or if it's not a drone instrument, if it's a rhythm instrument, play a consistent rhythm. Consistent tones and consistent rhythms are proven to overcome anxiety. There's really good science around that because it entrains your brain and your nervous system and your whole emotional body into a coherent vibration. So those are really obvious. Also, the others is chant. You know, just do Om Mani Padme Hum, Om Mani Padme Hum, Om Mani Padme Hum. I mean, there's all, if you look up online, you'll find a full range of chants for different intentions. But you can add the intention, then it's even better. You know, those are really cool. I'm sorry, that was a mantra. You can do chants and mantras. Mantras, anything that creates a consistent rhythm. You could just sing a song, or the most obvious, just listen to some music. I mean, what's really cool for anxiety is to create your playlist. And it's really ideal to, whenever you're feeling anxious, use that as an opportunity to test your music. Any songs you have or any songs you can pull up. Because you'll find certain songs are really way better than others. And then you want to create a playlist that is your humming, consistent humming vibration playlist. You know, anti-anxiety playlist. I want to say it in a positive way. Consistent humming vibration. And then you just play it, right? It's very cool. I mean, I've got a few CDs that are really effective here. I mean, I've got Calm Sleep. Maybe we should actually play a little of these CDs. I didn't even think about these instead of the other ones. Maybe we could play a little bit of Calm Sleep. And then, let's see, there's also Unconditional Love. We got that one. Let's play Unconditional Love right now. This one's really helped. I used to actually have panic attacks like 30 years ago. And I would play this song on my guitar, and I would start crying, and the panic attack would go away. And when I was working with Parkinson's patients, they actually, this one woman told me, Parkinson's is like having panic attacks all the time. And I thought, oh, that lit up a bell. So I pulled out the Unconditional Love CD, and in 5 minutes, her tremors were completely gone. She was in tears. She even said that the rhythm of the song matched her tremors, and that's what made her able to calm down. So this is a really effective song for anxiety because it's also got in it the intention of unconditional love, which I believe strongly is the main antidote for anxiety and panic attack. there's nothing better than love. So tune into this love energy. Also, we do have a 30-minute version, but this is just like 6-minute version of unconditional love. So tune into that love energy, and all anxiety is gone.
Thank you. Nice. Anything that brings you to a still point is really important. Like the end of a song like this. It's really important. The more you can go to that still point, the more your whole body relaxes and the cortisol starts to be released and it becomes the norm, that relaxed state. I think often what happens with anxiety is it builds up over time with stress, and then it becomes like the chemicals of cortisol and other things that get in your body, and then you can mellow out, but still all that stress and buzz is still in your body as a chemical. And then it takes a while for you to mellow out long enough for it all to release. It's really kind of a two-part thing, emotional to physical, right? There's another way to get rid of anxiety, and I think this is really important. It also helps to stop it in the first place, but it's also a really good remedy, and that is to tune in to more than one thing at a time. And we're not talking multitasking. That's jumping from one thing to another. We're talking about tuning into multiple things at once. When you tune into multiple things at once, you go into theta and you go into full brain functioning. Normally, we're focused on one thing with our prefrontal cortex. You know, it's the way we our intellect functions. One thing at a time. Figure this out. This plus this equals this. It's like, okay, we'll do this and this and one thing at a time. When you tune in to music, your brain, and you just become the music, you tune in to multiple things at once, or to a bunch of harmonics on a crystal bowl, or to anything in nature, especially a view where you see all these things at once. But you could just look at a tree or a field of grass, or look at all the details of a blade of grass, you know, I mean, or look at the ocean, or look at sparkles on the water, all the different sparkles at once. Then your brain goes out of the frontal cortex and the entire brain is working together, right? Well, in the beginning, I think the biggest thing is we focus on our problems, right? And we are good at it. Oh, I'm like, there's the problem. I am linked in and I am not going to think of anything else. Well, you don't think of it that way, but that's what happens. You stay focused on your one problem. And it's like worry, right? It's like, oh God, what if this happens? Oh God, what if this happens? Oh God, what if this happens? Oh God, right? Over and over. You can actually see it as a loop of theta frequencies in the brain, negative theta frequencies in the brain, looping over and over, right? So the trick is to zoom out and tune in to multiple things at once. And a lot of people talk about this in the in the health field or in the field of self-help. And it's really about tuning in to the full perspective of reality instead of one part. It's just zooming out, right? The one part is the problem. But, you know, and so we're not even talking about focusing on the positive here, which is great. If you can focus on the positive, I mean, that's even better for your potential. But focusing on the positive and ignoring the negative is often hard to do. It's like trying to say, don't think of a pink elephant. Well, goodness gracious, we're already there, you know. And so the deal is to tune into the full perspective. Okay, I've got problems, but wait a second, what's the true reality? I'm not hungry. I am not starving. I've got a home. I've got friends and family. I've got love in my, I've got a heart that's beating. I've got a beautiful breath. I've got all these feelings.
all the things you can be grateful for. You know, those are totally true too. And there's a lot, you know. I mean, we live in such an abundant place, you know, in on the planet for the most part, at least around, you know, well, at least not everybody, of course, but there's so much we have, so much abundance for, even just the health we have, even what we have. So now you're zooming out and you're going, okay, problem's still there. So you're not ignoring it. It's still there, and I still got to deal with it. But it's like you're not focused on it. You haven't become the problem, and you go into theta, because now it's no longer the prefrontal cortex. You're now focused on multiple things at once. And now it's not this energy only. It's more like, well, there's a little but there's a little ooh, there's a lot. If you look at it all together, it's kind of like wow, right? It's not as bad. It's actually, in fact, there's a lot of very cool things going on. And that way you get out of the roller coaster. You get off the roller coaster. You're not on the roller coaster of your problem. That's the first thing. But the second thing, that's how to like not get the anxiety in the first place. The second part is the remedy. Once you've got the anxiety, you know, it's already in the body. And that's the problem. It gets into the body physically. It gets into your digestion more than anything. That's where it really gets into. But the truth is, it's down to the cellular level and gets stored in the muscles. You start feeling tension in the body. I mean, it's like it's throughout the body, right? So the next step is, this is probably the most powerful of all, and that is a chakra treatment. You know, actually, let's see. This is what we should listen to. Can you, Don or Doug, can you pull up the chakra guided meditation? It's not the chakra journey. It's a chakra guided meditation. I think that's what we should listen to next. But let me talk a bit while you find it. Okay. So this I found will get rid of a panic attack or anxiety completely. And when I discovered this, it was profound 30 years ago, because I was able to get rid of the Xanax that I carried around in my pocket all the time. And I had no more fear of a panic attack because I knew how to overcome it with sound. It was major. Oh my God. Everybody should be taught this. Because if it worked on 10% of the people, but I bet it works on more than 50, what if it works on 100%? Oh my God. People, I know someone, a woman who lived upstairs in the house where I used to live 3 years ago, she committed suicide because she couldn't stand the panic attacks anymore. I didn't even know she had them, right? And this is huge. If it gets rid of the anxiety, not only anxiety, but panic attack. So here's the deal. What you do is you focus on each chakra one by one and listen for its sound. So let's do it. Tune into your root chakra and find a vibration at some low notes and get it humming. Anything that feels right or comfortable. You can't get it wrong, just because it's more about consistency than getting the right note. Just get a consistent vibration humming, and you can even do it silently. So visualize like a little ball of frequency vibrating at the base of your spine. It's almost too low for me to make the sound, but let's make it out loud, that sound at the base of the spine. Tune in the base of the spine and go, oh. You want to do it much longer, right? But you get the idea. Get it vibrating. It's all about stable vowels. Okay. Second, tune into your second chakra below your belly button and get a vibration a little higher, humming there. Ooh, focusing on that area. I often do it silently and just visualize a vibration consistently vibrating there. Or you can do it out loud. Ooh. Okay, third chakra. Often I'll tune into the chakra and see that you can think of it this way. Each chakra has its own natural frequency it prefers to vibrate at. So listen for it intuitively. But if you don't hear it, just make any sound that feels right, feels good for it. Okay, that's the third chakra. And then the fourth chakra. Listen for its sound, the heart chakra. Make it out loud or just get it vibrating there. And then there's the throat chakra. Listen for its sound, find it. Sometimes you can play with it, go up and down until you find one that really just feels good there. And then third eye. Listen for its sound. And then the crown. Just doing that a little longer, silently even, would get rid of my panic attacks completely. This is huge because you're really tuning in. Then you can tune into all seven at the same time. And you go out of that frontal cortex into the zone and it's just disappeared. So try that. It's really effective. Now let's listen to this guided meditation because it's almost the same, except we have a frequency for each chakra. So tune into this and use it to get rid of any anxiety.
Tune into the root chakra. Your grounding, and connect your root chakra to the lowest frequency you can hear in this music. Bring that frequency into your root. Second chakra while keeping the frequency of the first chakra going. The second chakra is your emotions and sensuality. The second chakra is an octave higher. Here both frequencies, lower and the higher. Both chakras at the same time humming. Thank you. to the third chakra while keeping the first and second present and humming with those two frequencies. The third chakra is your will and your internal power. Hear that frequency in the music. First chakra and second, third chakra, all three going at the same time now. First chakra and second, third chakra, your heart chakra, all going at the same time. First chakra and second, third chakra, your heart chakra, fifth chakra, all five chakras at the same time now. First chakra chakra. Third eye. Chakra.
gone forever. Just coherent, consistent, peaceful vibrations, physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually throughout your system. At least through the weekend. Imagine through the week, months ahead, years ahead. Imagine never any anxiety, only harmony for lifetimes. Thanks for listening. Take care.